Well, good morning, Richard Howling.
Good morning, Sam.
So we are here in a not too hot. This room often gets very hot, e.g. studio. And we are here to talk about, as I have been with some of your, I was going to say comrades, that's not the right word, is it? But it will do. About data, really, and this shift that there seems to have been in the industry about how you use it. So I wonder if you could first off talk us through, I guess, a traditional view of what data meant for the agency world or consultancy world.
Yeah, I think traditionally data has been a source of competitive advantage and people treated it that way. So generally, you know, individuals as well as companies keeping data very much to themselves, individual databases, spreadsheets, whatever it might be, to keep that proprietary information confidential. And I think the change in the last year or so has been a realization that data is becoming increasingly freely available. And if we don't respond and make sure that we're keeping pace with that as an industry, then we run a significant risk of somebody else getting the data organised that we failed to get organised in recent times.
So organisation then and collecting the data and knowing what to do with that, I suppose, is the important thing. Or is the data sort of the base layer for what you would do at JLL?
Yeah, I think these days the data is no longer the competitive advantage. It's the way you analyse it, what you do with it, how you help clients interpret it. So I think that's the acceptance that's come in recent times. It always amuses me when anybody from the tech industry looks at the property industry and thinks, great, I'm going to have access to all of this data and I'm going to do so many good things that you lot should have been doing for a very long time. And then they come into the industry and they say, where's all the data? And we say, yeah, exactly. You know, it's not been there. It's not been structured. And that's the key thing, I think, structured data. Everybody maintaining their own databases means it's different in everybody's sets of data. So we've worked really hard at JLL to structure data over the last year or so. And we're now getting ourselves a lot more organized as the industry is as well.
That's funny, actually, where you talk about the techies wanting to, you know, being, I guess, attracted by the level of data they think is there, but that it's not. And one of the other things I think is quite interesting about that is that, you know, because there has been in the past this view that, oh, no, we don't share data, it's ours. But also the industry has always shared data because it's that's how it works, because you go to the, you know, the pub and you talk with your competitors often about what deals you're doing and how what's going on. But it's just never been sort of formalised, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think that's what's nice about the Radius Data Exchange, is that it's formalised in a way that makes it clear what you can and can't share. And, you know, the way that agency works is that people are talking all the time and sharing intelligence and so on and so forth, but organizing it in this way means that you're recognizing the boundaries, I think, of what data can and can't be shared, which is really important. And yes, you're right, it has always been out there. I mean, you know, a lot of the data we're talking about is available at the land registry or other publicly available sources, but I think the difference now is the speed of that intelligence coming through, whereas you would have had to previously wait weeks or months to get that data. We can now get access to that data much more quickly.
And there is nothing interesting about data collection, is there?
It depends who you ask, I suppose. You know, we've got a team of data scientists at JLL who, you know,
they might argue otherwise.
Yeah, and as I was saying, they sort of, I think they expected us to be in a slightly better shape when they joined, but they've spent a lot of their time in the past year getting the data organized, and they might not say it's exciting, but I think what you can do with it once you're organized is very exciting, and that's their primary purpose, is to look at what uses there are for the data and what we haven't thought about previously because of the skills and training that all of us have had traditionally versus what data scientists might have had. So I think there is some excitement in it, but yeah, the fundamentals I think you have to do in the most painless way possible so that you can remove the mundanity of collecting it.
And how does Radius Data Exchange sort of fit into that? How does that enable I guess your team, all the employees at JLL, to do more of what you employ them for?
Yeah, I think it does a number of things. I mean, obviously, the as I mentioned, the analytics are the really important thing. So what it does is it gives us access to a wider data set than just our own data set. And again, that's been available previously, but this is quicker, more up-to-the-minute data. So getting that access more quickly means that we've got more time to do analytics and more time to help clients find solutions to problems that they might have. And then you've got the other uses, you know, from a productivity perspective internally. Research teams should be able to make better use of their time. You know, our own research teams always spend a lot of their time ringing around, getting intelligence. If we can get a source of data that is accepted to be the most accurate and up-to-date and timely, and that should save them a huge amount of time as well. So there's productivity savings, I think, and then there's the access to richer, more complete data that will help us with analytics.
And you talked there about the completeness and richness of that data, and it's really important, isn't it, that this isn't something that is just the likes of JLL, the likes of CBRE, Cushman, Savills, all the big firms. Yeah. Everyone needs to think about how they utilize, share data so that everyone can get a complete picture of the market.
Yeah, I think so. You know, something like this really only works if everybody gets involved, because otherwise you won't have the completeness. And I think a lot of the larger industry players you mentioned there, in a way, have more to lose than they do to gain from some of this. I mean, we're giving away a lot of intelligence that we've invested in over a number of years in order to gain access to the bits that we haven't. But those larger players make up a huge share of the market. So smaller players arguably have a lot more to gain from getting access to data and indeed resources through research and other teams that the larger organisations have that they may not have been able to get access to before. So I think there is an element of for the greater good involved in it. Now, none of us do anything where there isn't a profit motive, but I think, you know, this is a very sensible thing for the industry to do to get itself organised before it opens the door for wider disruption.
I thought it was really interesting. Actually, I was having a chat with Andy Martin of BNP Paribas Real Estate. I still want to say Strunt Parker sometimes, but mustn't. And he was talking about how actually when it really matters, the industry is very good at coming together for the greater good. You know, he talked about pathways to property and all the work that is being done on diversity and that sort of thing. So, you know, often the real estate industry gets whacked about a bit, doesn't it, for being a bit of a dinosaur and behind the times and, you know, caring only about profits or, you know, fat cats, all those words are used with this industry. But actually, if you look a bit deeper, it does try and make things better for everyone.
Yeah, I think we've got you know, different generations now leading a lot of those organisations, and there is definitely a recognition of a need for change. And being involved in the Radius project, you know, the collaboration that we're seeing there is something that, you know, it's been very enjoyable to be involved in. We're typically fiercely competitive organisations, so, you know, we don't tend to take that approach all that often. But as you say, in those particular initiatives around data and indeed diversity, we are collaborating an awful lot more. JLL, we've recently set up a foundation to support people from socially less advantaged backgrounds getting into property. And as part of what we're doing there, we're working with the Bridge Group to run a piece of research that has brought together a lot of people from the industry to talk about what the problems are with access to the industry. So, you know, again, another example of where the industry is coming together and collaborating, where it knows that there are problems that simply have to be fixed. And we're catching up. You know, we're trying to do typically 3 years work in every year that we're trying to do this, because we are a little bit behind where other industries have been in the past.
And you talked there about attracting different people to the industry with your initiative, which sounds great. We should talk about that another time for sure. But I guess the way that this sort of tech solution to an issue there is in the market also helps with that attracting talent, because it again moves away from the, oh, you know, all you do is fill in spreadsheets all day, which I don't understand a spreadsheet, so that doesn't excite me at all. But, you know, the real estate industry is actually a really cool industry to work in, because it is about talking to people and having those relationships, and, you know, it's about everything we see and touch and feel out in the world.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, young people need to know that we as an organisation and as an industry have a plan. Otherwise, the disruptors look a lot more attractive than the traditional industry players. And if we want to attract talent, we've got to be attracting young people with those tech skills and diverse skills into the industry. So talking about what we're doing is really important. I don't think we've been very good at talking about what we're doing in the past, and there's an awful lot of work going on. So I think that talent attraction and retention is a key part of having an appropriate tech strategy, certainly.
And I guess just finally to finishes off, just how, Radius Data Exchange has been operational now since April. Obviously, there's a lot of work that still needs to go into it with all the data flowing in. But so far, how's it been working for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's working really well. We've had our share of technical challenges getting it established, but in the last couple of months, I think we've really started to see a lot of records going to the exchange. And there is, I think there's an incentive. The fact that you're going to be running the league tables from the exchange means that people have become more focused and more engaged with sharing the data. So we're seeing an uptick in contribution. And it's going well. We've got more data and in a more timely fashion than we've had before. I think the more people sign up to the exchange, the more valuable it becomes. I think that's really important. The quicker we can get that traction throughout the rest of the industry, the better.
Yeah, I think we've got the first London office market analysis coming up using Radius Data Exchange. So so that should be quite an interesting one to see how people are doing, whether that's going to be a carrot or a stick. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to that. Hopefully we'll be near the top of the league tables.
Well, all will be revealed. Richard, thank you ever so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.